You're listening to the audio production of A July Bride by Beth Wiseman, published by Zondervan and read by Christy Raglan.
Prologue. Alyssa Pennington grasped the crescent bouquet of orchids with both hands, careful to hold the flowers slightly below her waist, the way the florist had suggested. Her father looped his arm in hers, and when he whispered, "I love you, daughter," she brushed away a happy tear. She was sure Dad had never looked more handsome in his black tuxedo, crisp white shirt, and the red rose boutonniere Alyssa had pinned to his lapel an hour ago. His dark hair, graying at the temples, was freshly cut, and the familiar aroma of his Old Spice aftershave calmed her jittery excitement. A little. Until recently, her father had been the number one man in her life. But he'd happily stepped into second place when Brendan Myers proposed 9 months ago. And now, on this July afternoon in LaGrange, Texas, she would profess her love for Brendan in front of their families and friends. The scene was playing out as she'd imagined it for years, exactly as planned. All the attendants were in place, arrayed across the front of the church Alyssa had grown up in. Her friend Sherry stood beaming in the matron of honor dress they'd let out, twice, to accommodate her pregnancy. Little Ray Lynn and Joshua had performed their duties as flower girl and ring bearer perfectly. And there was Brendan, in a white tuxedo with tails, his brown hair bronzed a tawny gold from his work at Lenny Wick's ranch. Even at a distance, those deep brown eyes seemed to see inside her soul. Pastor Dean stood beside him, holding his Bible with both hands. Soon, Alyssa Pennington would be Mrs. Brendan Myers. Mrs. St. Clair started the bridal march, and everyone